Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to I'm Just Saying. I am CG. I don't know if I'm late. I might be a minute late, a couple seconds late. I'm not sure what was going on. I'm doing everything at the last minute, including, just getting set up. You'll probably hear a lot of noises in the background, me dropping things. Anyway, happy Sunday. It is Sunday. If it's I'm Just Saying, it's Sunday. I'm just getting in from spending some time away from the real world, so I've been a little bit out of touch with things. But anyway, let's just go on. Let's just see what I come up with. First, I want to make the announcement for you all to visit MW Financials. You would do that by going to mwfinancials.com. These are folks that can help you grow your money. One of the things that they do, for example, is let's say you've had your money in a bank with a certificate of deposit, which is getting an interest rate that is so minuscule, it's like you don't really need to have your money there with them. Well, MW Financials can do better than the CDs, right? So, that's just a minimum of what they can do. So that's why I'm always suggesting that you give them a call. And when you call them, it's also a good idea to let them know that you heard about them on I'm Just Saying. Okay? That's one thing. That's a favor. I'm asking you to do that favor for me. So I totally appreciate that. Let's see. I am just getting here to the desk, so I didn't open the chat room, but I will open the chat room. And my chatters, you guys know that when you go to the chat room, you're probably going to be there by yourself because I'm multitasking. And monitoring the chat room is not one of the things that I personally do. But also, I just have to tell you this, that, of course, if you're going to go in the chat room, if you are a member, that is, if you have an account with Blog Talk Radio, then you can certainly post your comments in the chat room. If you are not a member or if you do not have an account with Blog Talk Radio, then you can still go to the chat room. You can still read what's happening there, but you will not be able to post your comments. If you have a comment and you want to voice it, you are free to call me here at 646-716-4732. As long as I'm talking, that number is always up and running and on the air. Get it? Okay, fabulous. Well, the truth be told, I am more unprepared than usual. Basically, I just came back from a family reunion. And in fact, just seconds before the show started, which is why I was a little bit late. I think I was late because my computer is actually saying that I have about 5 seconds to go before the show starts. So I don't know what's up with my computer. I need to refresh it. But I had a little bit of a situation with the room, and I'm supposed to be getting refunded or comped a certain portion of the bill. And I was checking my credit card, and of course, that hasn't been comped yet. So there are still family members at the hotel. I was trying to get it together with the hotel, like, what's going on? Why you lie? Why you lie? Why you lie? Why didn't you get your business together? And get that straightened out so that if it's not handled, I can get that family member to go there on my behalf and address it. But it looks like it's all working out to the point where I can even do the show, all right? In the chat room, hey, James, well, what's happening? How you doing? Let me see. How you doing? I know. What else can I say? Well, let's just move on. Let's see what I come up with. Because I really haven't paid attention to news in the last several days, so I don't exactly know what's going on, but let's just see what happens. Actually, I will say hello to my family. It's great seeing all of you, great seeing everybody. It always is, of course. And I'm a lucky person, you know. I have a large family, and I am honored to say that I belong to a respectful family. You know, we love and honor one another, and we have no drama. We've never had an ignorant episode of family members, you know, getting into arguments or fights, you know, like you hear about. I mean, we don't have that in my family. We're human beings. We may just disagree, and I mean, this never happens really even at the family reunions, but I mean just amongst one another and differences of opinion. But we just don't have mess. We don't have that really ignorant kind of drama in my family. I just don't remember any ignorant episodes of family members having problems. So I'm glad about that. I'm genuinely glad to be a member of this family. You know, that's so decent and respectful and good looking. I have some really good looking family members. I really do. So, anyway, you know, I came across, here's something that happened. There was an incident, and this got me to thinking about arrogance or ignorance. This is a topic that I've been thinking about doing, but just hadn't put it together. So I'll start it today. I'm not sure how far I'll get with it. But we were in a place where you have a tram or a shuttle, you know, to get from basically one side of the, I'll call it a campus, to the other side of the campus. And, of course, it's for the public. It's for everybody. I mean, anybody can get on this tram or shuttle. You wait so many minutes, and it shows up. And, you know, we all know how these shuttles work. Okay, so I've got, wait a minute. It's about, these things would seat about 7 adults comfortably. And they even had a little hitch in the back where if you're carrying things, you know, you can put it in the back so that you'll just be you and your body, your butt, will be sitting in the chair and nothing else, right? They try to make it easy for you. Well, so my family, about 7 of us, and one of them, it was 6 adults and 1 child, were waiting several minutes for this shuttle to show up. And then a white couple showed up. Now, my family actually mixed. We got some mixed race up in there. So anyway, I don't necessarily want to. I'm throwing in race because I'm thinking I don't want to say it made a difference, but really what I'm thinking is that this is a really bold white couple. Because they were taking their chances with thinking that they were going to get away with something. And let me just tell you the story. And I did just say we're a respectful family, and we are. But here's how this played out. So we're waiting several minutes, me and my family, 6 or 7 of us. We're waiting for the shuttle to show up. And it shows up. As 2 of us are putting our things in the back to carry in the what did I just call it, an attachment, whatever, in the wagon part of the shuttle. We're putting our things in there so that we can go and sit on this shuttle. Well, the white couple gets on. Okay, now there's no seats for the 2 of us. And then they're looking at us. And we're looking at them. And so one of the younger members of the family says, I think you 2 should get off because we've been waiting here for several minutes for this and, you know, we're all together. And the white woman says, oh, we have a plane to catch. And I'm thinking, well, what makes you think we don't have a plane to catch? How are you just going to come in here and show up and get on the tram when you see that we've been all waiting here, and the only reason why you're sitting down is because we were putting things in the back of the, we were putting things on the hitch there. We were putting things in the back of it. Really? Really? This is what you're going to do? So I just thought they were really, really being bold. But we, being the respectful family that we were, one of the members got off. She quietly said, no, that's okay. Let them go. Now, you know they were uncomfortable, this white couple. They had to be uncomfortable. But it got me to thinking, were they being arrogant? Were they being ignorant? Why would they do this? Why would they do this? What came over them that they felt it was okay to just get on this shuttle while other people had been standing? And, yeah, there was another one that was going to be coming in a few minutes, but they saw that we were all one unit. They saw, they know how their seat became available because we were in the putting something else on the back of it, and it's just really not nice that these people did that. So I thought today, okay, am I going to talk about I thought, well, maybe I could talk about arrogance and ignorance. And as I stammered through that, we have a caller. We have a couple callers on the phone. Hello to all of you. I'm not sure I'm taking calls today. Okay? Not sure I'm taking calls because it's probably going to be an extremely abbreviated program. So, but I will just continue into this, and I want to give you guys something to think about, you know, arrogance versus ignorance. Are you arrogant or ignorant when you continue to insist on driving and texting simultaneously? And I'm going to start out with that one because that's one of my pet peeves. So that's where I'm going with that one. Are you arrogant or are you ignorant when you continue to insist on driving and texting simultaneously? We all know how dangerous it is. We all know, you know, here's my thing. If you weren't going to affect the lives of several people, I could care less, or I couldn't care less. I wouldn't care if you drove and texted all the time that you were in the car. Wouldn't matter to me one way or the other. But since 99.9% of the people who drive and text at the same time are not on the road by themselves, this is disturbing. It's disturbing. And is it arrogant or ignorance? Which is it? Which is it? Just saying, just wondering. Are you arrogant or ignorant when you don't cover your mouth when you're coughing or sneezing? Which is it? Are you arrogant or are you ignorant? Arrogant being that you just think it doesn't matter, you don't have to, you don't care about other people. Ignorant meaning you're ignorant. You don't know any better. You really don't know any better. Come on, you know better. But which is it? Which are you? You're neither. Good. I hope you're neither. I hope you don't do this. Are you arrogant or ignorant when you take up more than one parking space? You know, there's lines. You're supposed to park within the lines. I know we don't want to be told what to do. You know, we don't want our lives guided by little white lines painted on the pavement. I know. I understand. I really do. But when you don't adhere to the guidelines, are you arrogant or are you ignorant? Sometimes you see these real big luxury cars, you know, taking up 3 and 4 spaces, parking diagonally. They don't want anybody to get the bumpers. They don't want anybody touching their car. Ooh. Is that because you're arrogant? It's a car, for crying out loud. I mean, if you didn't want anybody bothering the car, then why'd you get it? You know, if you can't have the car, And if the car can't get breathed on, you can cough on a car without covering your mouth. It'd be okay. But really, are you arrogant or ignorant when you park your car and you take up more than one parking space? Huh? Do you do that? Think about it. Be honest. Arrogant or ignorant? Littering. Which is it? Which is it? That's been a pet peeve of mine since I was a child. I don't know why. You know, I see some, I mean, even to the point of, like, just little things. I think I've had this conversation before in this program. I will litter, period. There you go. So I'm wrong, right? But I have been known to be okay. Let's put it this way, because it's not that I intentionally litter. But, so I'll rephrase that. Food. If food particles end up on the ground, I'm not as crazed by it as when paper product and plastic products and metal products, what else is there? You know, when those type things end up on the ground, that's just not good. So when you intentionally put it on the ground, are you being arrogant or ignorant? Which is it? I don't know. I'm looking for you to answer. All right? How about this one? Arrogant or ignorant, not taking up your dog's shit? Which is it? I saw a woman. First of all, the signs that I saw, this is at the hotel, the signs that I saw said no pets. I saw a man walking, I guess it was a mastiff. If that's not a pet, I don't know what it was. I don't know. I didn't see the dog poop or anything like that, and I guess mastiffs don't poop. They shit. But I didn't see that dog put anything on the ground. But actually, it was a couple of days ago, I was at a park, and this woman was walking two dogs. One of them pooped. Did she pick it up? Nope. You know what she did? She looked at me. She looked at me as if she was saying, I dare you to say something to me. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say anything. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. I was actually with people, and that time I didn't. But the fact that I eyeballed her, she got the message, and it was the big stare down. But was she arrogant? Was she being arrogant, or was she being ignorant? It wasn't that she was unprepared, because that's why she was walking her dog. She knew the dog was going to do something in the park. Come on. That's why she's out there in the park. We know this. Arrogance or ignorance. And why do you want to be either one? When you're, you know, when people are conducting this type of behavior, why do you want to be either one? Come on. Come on. Arrogant or ignorance. Standing in someone's space. Standing too close. That one's just kind of silly. I don't like it when people are in my space. You know what they say about that. I'm crazy. Crazy people don't like you in their space. And that's actually cultural. You know, there are some cultures, probably all cultures outside of America, are okay with you standing really close to them. But in this country, we've been conditioned where we don't like you in our space. So are you being arrogant, or are you being ignorant, or are you just creepy when you're standing in somebody's face and you're spraying all over them? I don't know. Ignorant or arrogant? Let's switch it up. Ignorant or arrogant? Tailgating somebody. I've spoken on this a few times. You are, and I always see this, or not always, but I see this sometimes on Sundays. I've spoken about this. It's really impressive on Sundays, because I'll see people in their cars, and you know that they're dressed going to church, or you know that they've just come from church. And this, you know, rolling right up on somebody's tail in the car is, oh, I don't know. Is it arrogant or is it ignorant? It's mean, you know, it's got a mean spirit to it. So it's like, back off. And I'm saying that especially when you just come out of church, or especially when you go into church, where's your thinking? How come you're not nice, at least for those, you know, that hour and a half or 2 or 3 hours that you're in the church mindset. You know, why? Well, how about that? You know, at least for the time that you're going to church, can you be a good citizen and not tailgate people? You know. Okay. Let's see, what else can I think of? Arrogant or ignorance. Not taking your shopping cart back to the area designated for shopping carts. Huh? What is that about? You know, you got the parking lot littered with all these stray carts. What's up with that? Are you lazy? Okay, you're not arrogant, you're not ignorant. You're just so damn lazy. You can't take the thing back to where it's supposed to be. You don't have to go all the way back to the store. We've all seen the parking lots that have these little designated shopping cart areas. I know somebody's out there saying, well, they got the guy that they hired to gather them all up and take them back to the store. Yeah, maybe they do. But that, is that because you were too damn arrogant or too damn ignorant? Which is it? Which one are you? Hello. Just saying. Oh, yeah, just saying. What are we? I am talking for 20 minutes. I got a few more examples, too. So let me just re-announce. You listen to I'm Just Saying. I'm CG. Today I'm talking about arrogance or ignorance. Which one are you? The chat room is open, and the call-in number is 646-716-4732. Let me digress for a second. I always just wonder, do I really need to announce that the chat room is open? Because if you're listening live, you know that the chat room is open. If you're listening to the podcast, you can't enter the chat room, right? Anyway, somebody maybe can help me with that. Do I really need to announce that the chat room is open? All right. But it is. It is for anybody on the phone or anybody passing through and you want to say something and you don't want to call in, go ahead and put it there in the chat room. Let me see. What else can I think of? Maybe I can stretch this to 30 minutes. What else can I think of? All right, I know. Let's say you're walking in a crowded area, a mall, okay, a New York street. People are going in both directions. Which one are you? Are you arrogant or are you ignorant when you choose not to move over, not to get out of the way of the oncoming person? Does this ever happen to you? You know, I mean, it's like, it just seems like natural behavior where you just sort of like shift your body around. You keep moving. You don't have to stop and step to the side, but you sort of just kind of like shift and mold and flow with the traffic, right? You know, when it's coming towards you. But I just go and I run into people. I don't run into people. They run into me. You know, I move. And then there's a point where I personally get a little tired of being the one always moving out of the way. So then when I don't move out of the way, you know what happens? We bump into one another. I bump into somebody who's coming in my direction. It's like, I know you saw me. And I guess they're thinking, I know you saw me. Well, I was being arrogant at the time that I didn't move. I was being arrogant. I was like, I'm not moving anymore. But generally, when you're the one not moving, you know, all the time, are you being arrogant or are you being ignorant? You don't know you should move out of the way? You don't know this? If you don't know this, then you must be pretty arrogant, right? I don't know. What else can I think of? Is it arrogant or ignorant or just crazy weird and funny to sing really loudly the song that you're listening to in your headsets? I mean, you might as well just take the headphones off and you know, let us listen to the real version of the song, right? Right? I'm just saying. I know this woman. I don't know her, but I go to the track. And, I mean, it's good to see this lady. I'm happy to see her out there. I'm glad she's getting outside and all that, but it's kind of funny. And it's a setting. I mean, it's an outdoor setting, so it's not really bothering anybody. But she comes out. She's got the headphones on. And she's like, ah, 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 ah. Like, just take the headsets off. Because we can hear everything anyway. Take them off. Let us all hear the song. you don't need to have the headsets on. Because, I mean, why are we wearing headsets? I think they were initially invented so that we could personally hear what we want to hear and so other people don't have to hear what we, you know, like that whole cell phone thing. But when you're walking around and you're supposed to be in a more quiet setting and you've got the headphones on and you know you're singing out loud and you're singing really loud, maybe you don't know how loud you're singing, but you know you're singing out loud, is that arrogant? Is that ignorant? Or is it just being weird and funny, because it's funny to me, when you're just shouting all out the song and everything. I'm like, yeah, just take the headsets off. Because we can hear it. Just take it off. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. So, and, you know, I mean, there's no rule that I have to go a full 30 minutes. So I won't. But I've just given you a few things to ponder with the arrogance versus ignorant game. So ponder these ideas. And ponder this. Just remember me, CG. Remember the show, IJS, which is short for I'm Just Saying. Remember to check us every Sunday or you know, check us out basically on Sundays from 12:30 p.m. Eastern. And always remember to